Wow, what is up with her? What's gotten into him? Wait, let me try that again. I read it wrong. Let me try it. Wow, what's up with her? What's gotten into him? That's what everyone was saying about the disciples that day. What's up with these guys? I mean, seriously, what happened? I mean, we just know them. They were just like, they're our ordinary guys. They're women that we've known forever. Just days ago, they were cowering in fear in that upper room behind locked doors, worried that what Jesus had just endured, they'd be next in line. They were afraid. They were trembling. They were amazed, but they were still in the dark, still confused. So what happened between those days and then what we hear in the Acts of the Apostles? What we hear today of Peter and the fellow disciples out there in the midst of the whole crowd, just doing these amazing things, preaching the good news, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, healing, doing miraculous things. What got into them? Seriously, just days ago, Peter was the one who even denied Jesus, denied that he even knew him, and now people were just hoping his shadow would fall upon them. What happened? What happened was the realization, the conviction, the faith that Jesus was the Christ, the Savior, Lord and God, and the power of Christ was now on them. Jesus breathed on them, and he gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what got into them. That's what's up with them. And when that happens, when that Holy Spirit takes hold, when that conviction rides in our heart that cannot be taken away, when God's full love is on display in the face of death and resurrection is truly known, and not just a thinly veiled hope, but a deep enduring faith, then the only viable, logic, feasible thing to do is get out there and tell somebody about it. Live it. Put it out on display. Share it. Because once faith explodes, nothing can be the same. Nothing can remain as it once was. Everything becomes new and challenging and powerful and a little bit dangerous and risky and just a little bit out there. And isn't that exactly what Easter should be doing for each and every one of us? Isn't that what the world needs now from every one of us who believe? Not to come together in a big, nice, safe place with fellow believers, but to get the message out there. This is not a time to be shy, folks. It's a time to take what we have been given and to do something with it. You know, John, in his narrative that he wrote on that island of Patmos, and what we've come to know as the Book of Revelation, it's almost always misinterpreted as this scary, apocalyptic, end-of-time kind of intimidating story of what is about to happen. And that's not at all what John had intended in his writing. What John was trying to say, what it's all about, is about what's coming. John offered a symbolic and prediction of what was coming, in fact, what was already here, if we come to believe and live in Jesus Christ. Everything old would pass away. Everything that was being revealed was new. The other disciples found their way of doing it. John found his way of doing it with colorful imagery and language. This is the start of something new. Resurrection changes everything. Everything has to be reinterpreted, looked at in a different way, reprioritized in our lives, reordered. Everything has to be seen through different eyes, even death itself. My friends, Jesus breathed on us. We have the Holy Spirit. If Easter did not do that for us or is not in the process of doing it, then we need to hear the story again, don't we? And again. And again. And again. Until we are so converted by what Christ has done for us that people are going to start to say, "Wow, what's up with her? What? She's like a different person. What's gotten into him? I've never seen him like this before."